We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft. But Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
On the Big 12 Sports Network from Learfield IMG College. This is Big 12 This Week.
That's the best we've looked on the stretch this season. That was really good. The ball moved, played fast.
The only official Big 12 radio show.
This conference is deep. It's like 6-7 teams deep. That's how good this conference is.
Big 12 This Week is brought to you by Prime Sport, your go-to source for verified ticket and hospitality packages for the Big 12 Football Championship Game. Natural Light. This football season, Natty Light Seltzer is crashing the party hard. Phillips 66. Live to the full. Also by Dr. Pepper, the official drink of Fansville. Live from the Learfield IMG College Network Studios, here's your host, Bill Pollack.
We had a near upset as Iowa State almost took down number 2 Baylor. First 12 minutes of the game, and the Cyclones were up 15.
Harris, a 3 for Iowa State. Yes! Talk about an answer!
John Walters, Cyclone Network, with the call. But Baylor got their legs back and shooting touch in time for a 77-72 win.
Here's a running layup. A left-hand layup is good by Macy O'Teague. And the Bears regain the lead, 70-68.
John Morris on the Baylor Radio Network. We did have an upset. Kansas State knocking off number 7 Oklahoma, 62-57.
Big possession right here with 2:18 to go. Shot clock at 19. McGurl for a third three. Good! Good! Good for Mike McGurl! Wow, what a shot. He's got 19 and 5 triples. Mike McGurl with 2 minutes to go gives K-State the lead.
Wyatt Thompson on the Wildcat Network. 14th-ranked Texas avoided a potential upset, rallying to beat number 17 Kansas in overtime, 75-72.
Into the corner to Abaji. Sends it to McCormick. Ball knocked out of his hand, stolen by Andrew Jones. 2-on-2. Here's Jones driving. Goes all the way in. Off the glass and scores with a left hand.
Craig Way from the Longhorn Network on the call. And 10th-ranked West Virginia, 6th road win in a row, taking down TCU, 74-66. That sets up an exciting weekend of hoops and all the games on national TV. Texas at Texas Tech, 11 a.m. on CBS. These are all Central times, by the way. Oklahoma State at Oklahoma, a 2 p.m. tip from Norman on ABC. ESPN2 will have the 3 p.m. showdown as West Virginia hosts Kansas State. Iowa State is at home against TCU, 5 o'clock. You can watch that on ESPNU. And our big game, we've got it as our can't-miss game of the week, and we'll talk more about that as we roll through the show. Kansas hosting Baylor in Lawrence, 7 p.m. tip, that on ESPNU. Aloha Beaches, Catalina Lime Mixer, Big 12, your game day necessity is Natural Light Seltzer, the official hard seltzer of the Big 12 Conference. And it's time for Making It Look Natural. And coming up in our next segment, we're going to hear from Tony Caridi, voice of the West Virginia Mountaineers. And he's going to rave about the play of West Virginia big man Derek Culver, who, a talented player all season, but really turned it on as we flipped the calendar into the new year. And has really stepped up. And he's a big reason why the Mountaineers over their last nine games are 7-2. And he had a big game in the victory over TCU, played 28 minutes, 6 of 12 from the field, 18 points, and, 14 rebounds, a couple of assists, a block, a steal. I mean, it could go on and on. And that's just a small sample of what he has done all season. Making it look natural, Derek Culver from West Virginia.
Now left of the lane, taken by Culver. Culver against Samuel. Backs in, drop step, puts one up, and in. Beautiful play with the left hand by Derek Culver. Kissed it off the glass. 5-point West Virginia lead. Back comes WVU. Short left corner, Derek Culver attacks, goes to the bucket, layup up and good. He's knocked to the floor, and he is fouled. Derek Culver having a scintillating opening half.
That is Tony Caridi. Derek Culver, Making It Look Natural. Presented by Natural Light Seltzer, the official hard seltzer of the Big 12. Drink responsibly. All right, Tony is standing by. We'll talk with him next on Big 12 This Week from Learfield, IMG College.
Hey, real quick, we know you're listening to this show because you love your college football team.
Or you just can't quit your college football team. But either way, I'm pretty sure on some level, you're into college football as a whole.
Yeah, that sounds right. So if you're way into all things college football, you gotta listen to the Solid Verbal College Football Podcast.
Strongly agree. We've got preview podcasts, recap podcasts. We do a weekly space-themed big picture college football podcast because, I don't know, we like space and we like college football.
Exactly. And that's because we don't just love college football on the Solid Verbal College Football Podcast. We live it.
Correct. Search for the Solid Verbal wherever you listen to any of your podcasts or head to solidverbal.com to make it easy and find all the info you need to subscribe to the show absolutely free.
This is a radio ad for Natural Light, although you may know us as Natty Light. In fact, that's definitely how you know us. We've got big news. We made a 6% hard seltzer, so move over basic seltzers of the world because Natty Light Seltzer has entered the chat. Our seltzers come in flavors like Aloha Beaches, a mango and peach flavored blend, and Catalina Lime Mixer. When cherry and lime become best friends, Natty Light Seltzer, the seltzer you never saw coming, is here. Enjoy responsibly. 2019 Anheuser-Busch Catalina Lime Mixer and Natural Light Aloha Beaches flavored malt beverages, sales in Texas, St. Louis, Missouri.
Here at Academy Sports and Outdoors, we want everyone to stay safe while doing more of what they love. So whether you're planning a fishing trip, heading out for a run, prepping your lease, or playing sports in the backyard, we have all the gear you need to enjoy more sports and outdoors, all at prices you'll love. And with curbside pickup available, it's never been easier to shop all our brands in-store and online at academy.com. Because whatever you love doing, we're here to help you have more fun out there.
Join Compass Minerals and the Big 12 in the fight against hunger. Compass Minerals is proud to be the presenting sponsor of the 2021 Big 12 Basketball Food Drive. Between March 1st through the 15th, all Big 12 fans are encouraged to visit harvesters.org/compassminerals and donate while showing allegiance to your respective school. For every $1 you donate, you help provide three meals. All donations support Harvesters, the community food network. Make an assist in the fight against hunger with Compass Minerals, a leading provider of essential minerals that solve nature's challenges. Did you know that every 3 seconds someone in the U.S. needs a blood transfusion? Unfortunately, the COVID-19 pandemic has brought about a chronic national blood shortage, and the need for blood is greater now than it has ever been. To bring awareness to this critical need, Big 12 Conference has partnered with Community Blood Center to host the 2021 Champions Save Lives Blood Drive. The drive will take place Wednesday, March 10th through Friday, March 12th at the Bartle Hall in downtown Kansas City. Registered donors at this drive will be entered in a drawing to win signed memorabilia from your favorite Big 12 men's basketball team. Make your appointment online at savealifenow.org.
We're back with a tasty treat that's sweeping airwaves and taste buds. It's new Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda. Let's take a listen.
Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda's here. A new combo that's music to my ears, okay. Let's play.
Cream Soda and Dr. Pepper time. Pour it in a glass of ice.
Music to my ears and mouth. New Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda.
A delicious let's just do it.
Here at Academy Sports and Outdoors, we want everyone to stay safe while doing more of what they love. So whether you're planning a fishing trip, heading out for a run, prepping your lease, or playing sports in the backyard, we have all the gear you need to enjoy more sports and outdoors, all at prices you'll love. And with curbside pickup available, it's never been easier to shop all our brands in-store and online at academy.com. Because whatever you love doing, we're here to help you have more fun out there.
A lot happens over the course of a tank of gas. Mad dashes to the pharmacy, hours spent in the school drop-off line, and 7 trips to the grocery store. Wait, I forgot the ice cream. Make that 8. But a tank of gas doesn't just fuel errands. It tells a story. One that could begin at the dry cleaners and end at a hidden sloppy Joe joint, then right back to the cleaners. Because it's not just about filling up the tank. It's about where that tank will take you next. Phillips 66. Live to the full.
We're back with a tasty treat that's sweeping airwaves and taste buds. It's new Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda. Let's take a listen.
Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda's here. A new combo that's music to my ears, okay. Let's play.
Cream Soda and Dr. Pepper time. Pour it in a glass of ice.
Ah, music to my ears and mouth. New Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda.
A delicious duet.
Listening to this Allstate commercial about savings might be the hardest thing about getting those savings. Save for simply becoming an Allstate customer. Save more for adding DriveWise. And save even more for driving safely. Visit Allstate.com or contact your local agent for a quote today. Allstate. Minimum effort, maximum reward.
Not available in every state. New customer savings based on early signing discount. Drive-wise is an optional feature. Savings vary based on how you buy. Subject to terms and conditions. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Northbrook, Illinois.
And we're back on Big 12 This Week. I'm Bill Pollack, and my guest now is Tony Caridi, the voice of the Mountaineers on the Academy Sports and Outdoors Hotline, the official sporting goods and outdoor retailer of the Big 12. Tuesday night, it was a bit of a homecoming for Taz Sherman. The Texas native came off the bench to score 23 points for West Virginia in a 74-66 win at TCU. Tony, Bob Huggins' guys are turning into true road warriors now. We've got 6 straight wins on the road, and you're now number 10 in the country. I mean, could things get any better?
Yeah, so far so good, right, Bill? It has for everyone been just an amazingly unique and weird season, and West Virginia is in that group as well. Obviously, we've had a couple of stoppages, but when they've been on the floor, it's been a good run. As you mentioned, 6 straight road wins for West Virginia, and this was a program that just a few years back really struggled to win away from home. So that's a huge, huge improvement. And then I think, Bill, probably the biggest story with this West Virginia team is it underwent a style of play change right in the middle of the season. At the end of the calendar year, Oscar Tshiebwe announced that he was going to transfer, eventually went to Kentucky. We lost a top 100 player by the name of Isaiah Cottrell, a freshman who ruptured his Achilles. And so West Virginia was forced to change its style of play. And instead of being big dominated in the lane, they have gone to a 4-out-1-in look like many teams in the conference. And it took a little bit, but they found found some real strengths and some comforts in doing that. It's allowed Derek Culver to be the inside presence, to operate in space. He's had a wonderful year. And you've had nights in which a combination of 3 guards can make shots from the perimeter. So it's been a good run for them.
Yeah, I want to talk about that. First, I do want to get to Coach Huggins and how you adjust your strategies in the middle of a season. I'll talk about that in a moment. But I mentioned this on last week's show. Oscar said he was leaving around the first of the year, and I looked back at the schedule, and your team lost 2 of its next 3 games, and there was probably that transition of, you know, okay, how do we identify now as a team? And I was throwing out this notion, and I want to be clear, having a stoppage for COVID-19, whether it's within your program or because of some other program, it's not a good thing. But in terms of the team, when there was that break, did it allow them to kind of hit a reset button and kind of figure out and reestablish what they were going to become coming out of that break? Because you had a 14, 16 day break there.
Right. It's an interesting point. I think that actually it slowed down their transformation. So I think they had begun the transformation of how do you play this style, and then the break hit them because of COVID, and it basically stopped them from their evolution. And I think, Bill, when they resumed, they got back into it. So I think it was going to happen. It was just perhaps a little bit delayed, but they now seem to be completely comfortable. And I think the point can be made that it's better for West Virginia. When Bob Huggins made his first official comments after Shibway's loss, and that's a massive loss. He was a McDonald's All-American and a five-star recruit. Huggins said, right afterward, they said, Coach, now what's this mean for your team? You know, expecting, well, we're going to try to figure out a way to scrap this through. He said, we're going to be better and we're going to win more games. So when that was first said, a lot of people went like, well, he's trying to put as positive of a spin on it as possible. But in reality, what it has done is it has allowed this group to become a better team. In other words, yes, it's always wonderful to have as much talent as possible. But what it allowed them to do is to play with their strength. Their strength is to shoot the ball from the perimeter with the likes of Taj Sherman and Deuce McBride and Sean McNeil. And you can even throw in Jalen Bridges and Emmett Matthews. And then what it allowed to do is allow Derek Culver to have full reign inside the lane. The interesting, weird thing with the combination of Oscar and Derek last year, and you could see it this year, is that two bigs really, they were never comfortable. How do you play this way with those two bigs? Was it a high-low game, one guy at the foul line, one guy down on the block? It just never got into a comfortable flow. So that's not to say, hey, it's a good thing Oscar left. I'm not saying that at all. But what it actually did was it allowed this team to reach a higher level of efficiency because, as Bob Huggins often says, show me what you can do. Don't show me what you can't do. And so now they're showing them what their strength is, and that is the ability to take ball off the bounce, hit shots, and in some cases drive the ball to the rim.
Well, since the restart on January 23rd, it's been a month now, the team has gone 7-2. So they have certainly figured out a way to play and to fit their style, as you just mentioned. Who stepped up? Who have been some of the key players? I know you touched on a couple of them, but maybe go into a little more detail about what's really stuck out to you over this last month.
I would have to say it would be Deuce McBride and Derek Culver. So Deuce McBride, his name's Deuce McBride. And if you take a look at his stats, Bill, he's a first-team all-conference performer. He is in the top nine in seven different Big 12 statistical categories. And so he's had a wonderful sophomore year. He's won games for West Virginia. He's made big shots. He's that guy. And Derek Culver also, he's averaging a double-double. He leads the Big 12 in double-doubles this season. In the last game for West Virginia against TCU, he recorded his 11th double-double of the season. So it's those two players. And then you have, at times, nights in which Taz Sherman or Sean McNeil will just stroke shots from the perimeter. And it's that combination. You know, you need at least three guys. And I think that they've had enough guys that on every night there's been three around that have been able to do their job efficiently enough that West Virginia's been able to win, a significant number of their games.
Tony Caridi, the voice of the West Virginia Mountaineers, joining us on Big 12 this week on the Academy Sports and Outdoors Hotline. A game coming up this Saturday at home for the Mountaineers against Kansas State, 4 p.m. Eastern, 3 Central. The game will be on ESPN2. Tony will have the call on the West Virginia Radio Network, and Wyatt Thompson the call for the K-State Network. So this was a game that, maybe a few days ago you think, all right, you know, this is a nice one, kind of breeze our way as we kind of get ready for the Baylor game on March 2nd. And all of a sudden, K-State goes out and knocks off Oklahoma, and now you've got a team coming in that has the confidence to say, well, we did it once, let's do it again. Let's go after number 10.
Yeah. I'm really impressed by those guys. They go to win at TCU last Saturday, and then they get OU, And that's really significant. So credit, you know, those guys, they have not had the type of year that they normally have to keep on battling.
Tony Caridi, voice of the West Virginia Mountaineers, always a pleasure having you on, and thanks for your time.
Bill, thank you so much. My pleasure. Stay well.
All right, and more coming up on Big 12 This Week from Learfield, IMG College.
Allstate now has deeper savings, and deeper savings require deep thoughts and a deep voice, like mine. Save for being a new customer. Save more for adding DriveWise, and save even more for driving safely. Visit Allstate.com or contact your local agent for a quote today. As someone once said, saving today is money tomorrow. That's deep.
Not available in every state. New customer savings based on early signing discount. DriveWise is an optional feature. Savings vary based on how you buy. Subject to terms and conditions. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
We're back with a tasty treat that's sweeping airwaves and taste buds. It's new Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda. Let's take a listen.
Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda's here. A new combo that's music to my ears. Okay, let's play.
Cream Soda and Dr. Pepper time. Pour it in a glass of ice.
Ah, music to my ears and mouth. New Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda.
A delicious duet.
At Phillips 66, our main focus is on getting you there. And where is there, exactly? It could be where you find the home of seemingly every cricket ever. Or the space between playdates with Kevin D and Kevin S. It could be as familiar as your own cul-de-sac, or somewhere you didn't realize you wanted to go until you ended up there. It's up to you to find it, but we'll help you get there, wherever your there is. Phillips 66. Live to the full.
Join Compass Minerals and the Big 12 in the fight against hunger. Compass Minerals is proud to be the presenting sponsor of the 2021 Big 12 Basketball Food Drive. Between March 1st through the 15th, all Big 12 fans are encouraged to visit harvesters.org/compassminerals and donate while showing allegiance to your respective school. For every $1 you donate, you help provide three meals. All donations support Harvesters, the community food network. Make an assist in the fight against hunger with Compass Minerals, a leading provider of essential minerals that solve nature's challenges.
Here at Academy Sports and Outdoors, we want everyone to stay safe while doing more of what they love. So whether you're planning a fishing trip, heading out for a run, prepping your lease, or playing sports in the backyard, we have all the gear you need to enjoy more sports and outdoors, all at prices you'll love. And with curbside pickup available, it's never been easier to shop all our brands in-store and online at academy.com. Because whatever you love doing, we're here to help you have more fun out there.
This is a radio ad for Natural Light. Although you may know us as Natty Light. In fact, that's definitely how you know us. We've got big news. We made a 6% hard seltzer. So move over, basic seltzers of the world, because Natty Light Seltzer has entered the chat. Our seltzers come in flavors like Aloha Beaches, a mango and peach flavored blend, and Catalina Lime Mixer. When cherry and lime become best friends, Natty Light Seltzer, the seltzer you never saw coming, is here. Enjoy responsibly. 2019 Anheuser-Busch Catalina Lime Mixer and Natural Light. Aloha Beaches flavored malt beverages. Sales in Texas, St. Louis, Missouri.
Here at Academy Sports and Outdoors, we want everyone to stay safe while doing more of what they love. So whether you're planning a fishing trip, heading out for a run, prepping your lease, or playing sports in the backyard, we have all the gear you need to enjoy more sports and outdoors, all at prices you'll love. And with curbside pickup available, it's never been easier to shop all our brands in-store and online at academy.com. Because whatever you love doing, we're here to help you have more fun out there.
A lot happens over the course of a tank of gas. Mad dashes to the pharmacy, hours spent in the school drop-off line, and seven trips to the grocery store. Wait, I forgot the ice cream. Make that eight. But a tank of gas doesn't just fuel errands. It tells a story. One that could begin at the dry cleaners and end at a hidden sloppy Joe joint. Then right back to the cleaners. Because it's not just about filling up the tank. It's about where that tank will take you next. Phillips 66. Live to the full.
Listening to this Allstate commercial about savings might be the hardest thing about getting those savings. Save for simply becoming an Allstate customer. Save more for adding DriveWise. And save even more for driving safely. Visit Allstate.com or contact your local agent for a quote today. Allstate. Minimum effort, maximum reward.
Not available in every state. New customer savings based on early signing discount. DriveWise is an optional feature. Savings vary based on how you buy. Subject to terms and conditions. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Northbrook, Illinois.
We'll be right back. We're back on Big 12 this week, and my guest now on the Academy Sports and Outdoors Hotline, the official sporting goods and outdoor retailer of the Big 12, is the voice of the Kansas Jayhawks, Brian Haney. Brian, thanks for joining us tonight.
Always a pleasure, Bill. Great to be on with you.
A great game to watch. I know not the way that Kansas wanted to end, a 75-72 overtime loss to the Texas Longhorns. A great first half, up 43-32 at the break. And then Bill Self said that the Jayhawks didn't play to their strengths in the second half and then in overtime. Can you kind of talk about what he might be seeing?
Well, I think that as good as Kansas was in the first half on that 21-4 run when we saw Kansas go small because of the foul trouble to David McCormick, and they were getting some runouts and scoring in transition and really taking it to Texas, we saw them continue to defend the perimeter well in the second half, but suddenly Texas was gaining momentum offensively because many times they were breaking us down off the bounce and getting deep dribble penetration that set up uncontested dunks or layup finishes or trips to the free throw line in which, you know, they ultimately wind up, making three more than we even attempted. And then Kansas clearly left a lot of money on the table when it comes to free throws missed, front end misses, all of that. And I think when I look back on it, Bill, it's not a game that cost Kansas a ton in the grand scheme of things because we weren't going to win the league. And, you know, maybe it affects Big 12 seeding, but in the grand scheme of things, it doesn't affect you a ton. However, of all the ones that we've let slip through our grasp this season, a loss in Stillwater when you're up three with 63 seconds to go, a neck-and-neck game you lose in Norman, Oklahoma, to a team that's really good in the top 10 that you had a chance to sweep, to this one now. And we'll toss Baylor in there, too. I mean, that was a five-point game on two junctures in the final, 5 minutes of regulation that you could have been much closer at. This one stings the most by far because of all the golden opportunities that literally slipped through our hands, including Jalen Wilson late in overtime, who's had an unbelievable game, Herculean effort on the glass with 13 rebounds to go along with 16 points, his ninth double-double, his sixth in his last seven games, and he's got a clear path to the basket for the game-tying layup, and the ball just slips out of his hands. David McCormick, a wide-open dunk, late in the second half that he just flat-out misses. And some of those front-end missed free throws that I talked about where Texas as a team got it done from the stripe by and large, and we shot 57% from the free throw line, and that's going to get you beat 9 times out of 10 when you're on the road against a really good top 15 team like Texas. And yet, despite all of that and all the missed opportunities that if just one goes the other way, you probably win the game, I think you're encouraged that Kansas did improve so much from the first meeting to the second, and you should when nearly 2 months, 50 days to be exact, separate the first meeting and the second meeting. We were just so much better in contesting their three-point shots, so much better, particularly in the first half defensively, than what we saw throughout that entire game in Lawrence. And so Bill Self's comment at the end of the night, I think, was appropriate. He said, you know what? Even in defeat, we got better today. So momentum is sustained. Yeah, it stinks that there were instances where we kind of gave it away. But, we just lost at a top 15 team in their house that's a really, really good basketball team that, quite frankly, has a triumvirate in the post that I don't think many teams in the country have, if any, when you talk about Sims and Greg Brown and Kai Jones. So I think, if anything, you're disappointed that David McCormick, struggled at times. You're disappointed that Marcus Garrett goes 2 of 12 and as good of a closer as he was versus Texas Tech on Saturday. It just wasn't quite the same Marcus in the final game in his home state. But by and large, there were still so many positives to pull from in this one that show you that the arrow is still pointed upward. And a team that fell from third in the country to 33rd in the AP polls over a stretch of about 4 or 5 weeks, suddenly is back up to 17th. And even though the win streak is snapped at 5, you still feel like this is a really tough team to tango with for anybody in the Big 12 or anybody that lies ahead in March Madness, because Kansas is playing some really good defense right now and starting to get some confidence offensively where it wasn't there for the bulk of January.
Brian Haney, the voice of the Kansas Jayhawks, joining us on the Academy Sports and Outdoors Hotline, the official sporting goods and outdoor retailer of the Big 12. And we're going to talk about this game with Baylor coming up on Saturday. It's our can't-miss game of the week. But first, I want to talk about Jalen Wilson. And I know he had a tough moment there at the end of the Texas game. This redshirt freshman had 13 rebounds in the game on Tuesday. He ranks third in the Big 12 at 8 rebounds per game. And he's a kid that can rebound, and he puts up his fair share of three-point attempts. He's attempted 109 of them, only behind Ochai and Christian Brown. So it strikes me odd in a good way. It's kind of an odd combination. You've got a solid rebounder, a good outside shooter, and someone who finds themselves getting to the free throw line quite a bit. He leads the team in attempts there. It's a different combination of players. Usually you don't have a guy that likes to shoot threes who can rebound and also get to the rim. It's a fascinating makeup.
Yeah, he's pretty special. I mean, as small forwards go, and maybe he plays the power forward, I guess, but you know, his position at the next level, should he get there, is more of a, you know, wing guy. He's as good of a rebounder as we've ever had at that position. When you think about the greatest rebounders in Kansas history, you go back to Wilt Chamberlain and Bill Bridges, and in the modern era, you know, under Bill Self, last 18 years, you think about Thomas Robinson. Drew Gooden was probably the best one Roy Williams had. You know, this is a guy that's much smaller than all those guys, except for Bridges. And yet he just has a tenacity about him. He has a nose for the ball. He anticipates well. And as Coach Williams used to say, the want to is there with him. He just wants it more than everybody else in terms of going after those balls off the rim. And Coach Self, I thought he was joking when he said this, but there's actually some truth behind it. He said, Jalen is so good on the defensive glass because he wants the ball in his hands, bringing it up the floor. And he knows if he goes and gets the rebound to end the possession for the other team, he really, in theory, doesn't have to pass it to anybody. He can just bring it up the floor himself. And I thought he was kidding, but he was actually being truthful. And so, you know, Jalen's a guy that's not short on confidence at all. He was a top 50 signee that we got late when they had the coaching change at Michigan. And I remember one of his quotes when he first signed, he felt like he was as good as anybody in the country. And I thought, man, you don't hear that from a guy ranked 48th. But he didn't care about the number next to his name. He thought he was good as anybody. And you'll recall back in December, CBS Sports had an article that listed the best freshmen in America this year. Cade Cunningham was number one. Jalen Wilson was number two. Now, keep in mind, Jalen's a redshirt freshman. He had the broken ankle last year, and I think that really fueled his fire, and it taught him a lot about the game, sitting and watching for the full season that he did. But he's been trying to make up for lost time throughout the season. And with the exception of about a 2.5-3 week stretch in January where he was really a marked man, opponent defenses were trying to take him away, and he kind of hit that rookie wall, he's been outstanding. He was our best player in December. He's been our best player in February. And I think he's got a chance, you know, to be preseason first team all Big 12 heading into next season, probably a second teamer this season when you look at the talent in the league. But then again, 9 double doubles, 6 in their last 7 games, he's had double doubles. It would be 7 in a row, but we had this huge run at K-State and Bill Self kept him on the bench for like 7 or 8 minutes straight and admittedly kind of forgot about him once the game was out of reach, put him back in with 90 seconds to go, trying to get one last rebound. And then ultimately it was time to put the walk-ons in, and he joked with Jalen. He said, well, I gave you 10 more seconds. How come you didn't get it done? But the point is he would be on a double-double tear like we've never seen since Thomas Robinson had he gotten one more board at K-State. So he's been really good. And I think it's safe to say he's been the biggest bright spot of the season for Kansas based on what you thought certain guys would be and what they actually became. He has far and away exceeded expectations more so than anybody on this club. And we've had other guys that have been about what we thought they would be. Some guys have been a little bit less than what we hoped they would be. But Jalen has been better than anyone in terms of surpassing expectation. And let's hope that just continues to be the case, because you do what he's done now for 20 games or so, you start to have expectations raised, and he seems to be the type of self-confident guy that doesn't scare him one bit.
And we are going to talk more about that Baylor-Kansas game coming up on Saturday. A lot of storylines to follow. That's next on Big 12 This Week from Learfield, IMG College.
Here at Academy Sports and Outdoors, we want everyone to stay safe while doing more of what they love.
So whether you're planning a fishing trip, heading out for a run, prepping your lease, or playing sports in the backyard, we have all the gear you need to enjoy more sports and outdoors, all at prices you'll love. And with curbside pickup available, it's never been easier to shop all our brands in-store and online at academy.com. Because whatever you love doing, we're here to help you have more fun out there.
The Big 12 Conference is proud of its basketball roots in Kansas City, and we'd like to recognize our community partners for the 2021 Phillips 66 Big 12 Men and Women's Basketball Championships. Compass Minerals, Harvesters, the Community Food Network, the Community Blood Center of Greater Kansas City, and First Watch Restaurants. Thank you for your support of Big 12 basketball and for helping us show our KC pride at this year's tournament.
Join Compass Minerals and the Big 12 in the fight against hunger. Compass Minerals is proud to be the presenting sponsor of the 2021 Big 12 Basketball Food Drive. Between March 1st through the 15th, all Big 12 fans are encouraged to visit harvesters.org/compassminerals and donate while showing allegiance to your respective school. For every $1 you donate, you help provide three meals. All donations support Harvesters, the community food network. Make an assist in the fight against hunger with Compass Minerals, a leading provider of essential minerals that solve nature's challenges.
We're back with a tasty treat that's sweeping airwaves and taste buds. It's new Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda. Let's take a listen.
Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda's here. A new combo that's music to my ears, okay. Let's play.
Cream Soda and Dr. Pepper time.
Pour it in a glass of ice.
Ah, music to my ears and mouth. New Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda.
A delicious duet.
Allstate now has deeper savings, and deeper savings require deep thoughts and a deep voice, like mine. Save for being a new customer. Save more for adding DriveWise, and save even more for driving safely. Visit Allstate.com or contact your local agent for a quote today. As someone once said, saving today is money tomorrow. That's deep.
Not available in every state. New customer savings based on early signing discount. Drive-ins is an optional feature. Savings vary based on how you buy. Subject to terms and conditions. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Northbrook, Illinois.
This is a radio ad for Natural Light. Although you may know us as Natty Light. In fact, that's definitely how you know us. We've got big news. We made a 6% hard seltzer. So move over, basic seltzers of the world, because Natty Light Seltzer has entered the chat. Our seltzers come in flavors like Aloha Beaches, a mango and peach flavored blend, and Catalina Lime Mixer. When cherry and lime become best friends, Natty Light Seltzer, the seltzer you never saw coming, is here. Enjoy responsibly. 2019 Anheuser-Busch Catalina Lime Mixer and Natural Light Aloha Beaches flavored malt beverages. Sales in Texas, St. Louis, Missouri.
At Phillips 66, our main focus is on getting you there. And where is there, exactly? It could be where you find the home of seemingly every cricket ever. Or the space between playdates with Kevin D and Kevin S. It could be as familiar as your own cul-de-sac, or somewhere you didn't realize you wanted to go until you ended up there. It's up to you to find it, but we'll help you get there. Wherever your there is. Phillips 66. Live to the full.
Our can't-miss game of the week, presented by Tickets for Less, the official ticket marketplace of the Big 12. Kansas hosting Baylor, 7 p.m. John Morris will have the call on the Baylor Network. Our guest, Brian Haney, with the call on the KU side for radio. And then the game is on ESPN. From the first game, back on January 18th, I recalled Jared Butler of Baylor going off. 30 points, 10 of 14 shooting. It just wouldn't miss early on. They got off to such a fast start. With their long layoff, trying to still get their legs, you saw how Iowa State came out strong against them. Obviously, KU has to get off to a better start. But what needs to happen for the Jayhawks in this game on Saturday?
Well, you're right. Butler was outstanding. And one part of that box score, I'll add, too, he was 7 of 9 from 3. I mean, 7 of 9, okay? He shoots 78% from beyond the arc and hit some that were contested from 25 feet where you just knew it was his night. Because we actually did a pretty dang good job on Davion Mitchell and Maceo Teague. They had 10 and 13 respectively, but only 2 of 5 for Mitchell. Teague was 0 of 4 from beyond the arc. And you felt like, okay, we took away two of the three-headed monster, but the other monster was just, I thought on that night, even though it was January the 18th, I thought, man, if anybody's made a statement for league player of the year, it's this guy tonight in this game. Now we'll see what it looks like with Cade Cunningham and some others when it's all said and done. But that was such a huge game for him on such a big stage. And obviously we need to do better. You know, Kansas switches defensively so much that it's not just about putting Marcus on Jared and saying, go face guard him all night. But I think Marcus Garrett will take it upon himself in his final game in Allen Fieldhouse to do everything he can to maybe not erase Jared Butler, but do what he's done to seemingly 9 Big 12 opponents out of 10 and just really limiting a guy and keeping him down. Baylor will try to get the ball in the hands of other guys and force Garrett to switch and get some breathing room for Butler. But I think it starts right there. Kansas needs to do a better job on the glass. You know, you go back to that meeting and, you know, it wasn't a huge discrepancy necessarily, but coming off the Texas loss last night where we were out rebounded by 12. And I think back to the Baylor game in which, you know, we had it down to two possessions twice in the final 5 minutes. And in a game where we were -6 on the glass, just playing to our size a little bit more and finding a way to get an extra possession or two in what's going to be a nail biter game could be the difference in the game. And that's where Jalen Wilson playing as well as he has been of late will really help you, because he was not the Jalen Wilson he's been back in January. You know, he had just 5 rebounds in that game. And the guy that really needs to bring it defensively on the glass, that is, on the defensive glass, I should say, is David McCormick. And Bill Self said that last night. David had 4 rebounds, and he obviously only played 3 first half minutes versus Texas. But, you know, you got to play to your size more than what he has on the glass, particularly on the defensive glass. And when you're going up against a guy like Mark Vidal, who's a linebacker playing power forward and one of Bill Self's favorite players in the league that doesn't wear crimson and blue, you got to put a body on a body, put a hat on a hat, and get these guys out of the lane. And so I think Kansas, obviously contesting on the perimeter, being right there on the catch so that they don't get hot and get going from deep, doing a better job containing dribble penetration on a team that can really get out and push it. That's a huge key. But then forcing Baylor to one and outs because we're better on the glass than what we've been. I think in some of our key losses, you look back to some second chance points that swung the game, and that's clearly something Kansas needs to lock in on for Saturday night. But the Jayhawks historically almost never lose at home on senior night, and that doesn't just mean you can chalk it up for this one, because not often is it number 2 coming in on senior night. But I think this one will mean as much to Kansas, obviously, as any game they've played all season. I think they'll come out with their hair on fire. And so long as that doesn't lead to them being overly amped to the point where they're playing sped up, I think it's going to be a special atmosphere, even with 2,500 in there, and a special, special night for Kansas hoops to hopefully not only end their regular season, should they not add another game, by the way, on an uptick, but also to put the first blemish on Baylor's schedule and make sure that 2002 Kansas remains the only undefeated team in Big 12 history, a team that went 16-0 under Roy Williams. We got a chance to do that. And it's not like we're the Miami Dolphins popping bubbly anytime an undefeated team loses. We don't take it that seriously. But at the same time, we are prideful about that. And as the school that has the most conference championships of any conference in America, now north of 60 conference titles all time, we don't want Baylor to be able to say they had a perfect run. So it's a chance to control your own fate in that regard. And I think KU's taking that very seriously on Saturday night.
A lot of storylines to follow, and that's why it's our Can't Miss Game of the Week, presented by Tickets for Less, the official ticket marketplace of the Big 12. So you were talking, Brian, about if you guys reschedule a game. I was looking at Big12Sports.com, the official website of the conference. They've got games from March 1st through the 7th rescheduled. 9 of the 10 teams have games to make up. K-State has 1, Oklahoma has 2. Everyone else has 3 games to play in 7 days, but Kansas doesn't have any. So if you don't reschedule anything or don't play a game after this game against Baylor before the Big 12 tournament, I think you have like 11 days off. So how do the Jayhawks use that to their advantage while everyone is grinding away with the 3 games in a week at the end of the season?
Well, it's not my job to break news. I just describe the action as it happens, so I don't want to give anything away, but they are hard at work. And maybe by the time this interview airs, there's going to be a game added to the schedule. They've still got to get some pieces to fall into place. But I think ideally for Coach Self, you would play a game halfway between the Baylor game on Saturday, and when you'd head to Kansas City the following week for the Big 12 tournament. So I would look for something, and this is quoting coach, I'm not giving anything away here, but maybe in the Thursday night-ish range, and try to get a non-league opponent that keeps you sharp. It's better than scrimmaging against each other. It's one extra win for the resume if you can get that win. And selfishly, as a guy that's very cognizant of Kansas versus Kentucky in the all-time wins list, because we want to be number one, dang it, it's a year where you can gain some ground on the Wildcats. So, yeah, if we got one more game to make up, let's play it, because KU has this opportunity because their game in December versus Tarleton State was canceled due to a positive COVID test on Billy Gillespie's team, who's Bill Self's best friend, by the way. So it was too bad that game wasn't played. I don't think that's who they'll reschedule with here, but I think they're looking at all options to get one extra game on the schedule, not because of the KU-Kentucky win total thing. That's me talking, not Bill Self. But the fan base is like, hey, we're gaining some steam this year. We might close this gap. And so, if you got a chance to play one more, at more than anything, just sustain momentum for your team. Don't have any rust set in from not having live game experience. I think there's a great possibility, Bill, that we'll see a game added here in the next 24 hours.
Wow, look at that. So some breaking news from Brian Haney. You know, listen, I got to tell you something. When you come on this program, you are the king of breaking news, because when we were when we were in Kansas City for the Big 12 tournament, we were on that that funky white leather couch. We were taping an interview, and there was a group of us, and you were on your phone, obviously not paying attention to our interview. So you're scrolling through your phone, and you say, "Hey, they're canceling tournaments." I mean, like, you broke the news, because of everything going on with COVID. Yeah,
you're making me out to be the Adam Schefter of the Big 12 Conference, and that's definitely not me. But thank you. No, I'm trying not to break news here, but to answer your question, you know, we've been really fortunate. We're the one team that's going to get in all 18 on schedule amongst the Big 12 schools. And we've been really fortunate with COVID to avoid having a COVID issue caused by our team. The interruptions we've had with Iowa State being rescheduled and Tarleton taken off the schedule had to do with the opposition. So, you know, knock on wood, we've been fortunate to this point. And so it's a matter of Kansas being able to go out and add a non-con opponent, because we're the one school that got all 18 in on time. So not trying to break news or anything, but I like it that our administration and our head coach wants to keep these guys sharp, wants to keep them in rhythm. Yes, as you said, take advantage of a little bit of rest time. But as we saw last night from Baylor and Iowa State, you don't want too much rest time.
Yeah, right.
And so I like it that they're looking at adding one. And that's not finalized just yet at the time of taping, but they're working hard to make sure it will be very soon.
Yeah, and listen, and one is still better than three. So Brian Haney, voice of the Kansas Jayhawks, great stuff as always. I always appreciate you coming on the show. You have great insight.
Always a pleasure. You're my second favorite Pollock in the whole world. Ryan's still number one, your son, who was my producer for 4 years at Texas Tech. But love you both. Appreciate you having us on. And hopefully we'll get to see you in Kansas City.
Yeah, absolutely. And he'll appreciate the shout out too. So, all right, Brian.
Good.
Yeah, thanks a lot. We've got more coming up on Big 12 this week from Learfield, IMG College.
We're back with a tasty treat that's sweeping airwaves and taste buds. It's new Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda. Let's take a listen.
Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda's here. A new combo that's music to my ears, okay. Let's play.
Cream Soda and Dr. Pepper time. Pour it in a glass of ice.
Ah, music to my ears and mouth. New Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda.
A delicious duet.
Here at Academy Sports and Outdoors, we want everyone to stay safe while doing more of what they love. So whether you're planning a fishing trip, heading out for a run, prepping your lease, or playing sports in the backyard, we have all the gear you need to enjoy more sports and outdoors, all at prices you'll love. And with curbside pickup available, it's never been easier to shop all our brands in-store and online at academy.com. Because whatever you love doing, we're here to help you have more fun out there.
A lot happens over the course of a tank of gas. Mad dashes to the pharmacy, hours spent in the school drop-off line, and seven trips to the grocery store. Wait, I forgot the ice cream. Make that eight. But a tank of gas doesn't just fuel errands. It tells a story. One that could begin at the dry cleaners and end at a hidden sloppy Joe joint. Then right back to the cleaners. Because it's not just about filling up the tank. It's about where that tank will take you next. Phillips 66. Live to the full.
Did you know that every 3 seconds someone in the U.S. needs a blood transfusion? Unfortunately, the COVID-19 pandemic has brought about a chronic national blood shortage, and the need for blood is greater now than it has ever been. To bring awareness to this critical need, Big 12 Conference has partnered with Community Blood Center to host the 2021 Champions Save Lives Blood Drive. The drive will take place Wednesday, March 10th through Friday, March 12th at the Bartle Hall in downtown Kansas City. Registered donors at this drive will be entered in a drawing to win signed memorabilia from your favorite Big 12 men's basketball team. Make your appointment online at savealifenow.org.
Listening to this Allstate commercial about savings might be the hardest thing about getting those savings. Save for simply becoming an Allstate customer. Save more for adding DriveWise. And save even more for driving safely. Visit Allstate.com or contact your local agent for a quote today. Allstate. Minimum effort, maximum reward.
Not available in every state. New customer savings based on early signing discount. Drive-wise is an optional feature. Savings vary based on how you buy. Subject to terms and conditions. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Northbrook, Illinois.
We're back with a tasty treat that's sweeping airwaves and taste buds. It's new Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda. Let's take a listen.
Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda's here. A new combo that's music to my ears. Okay, let's play.
Cream Soda and Dr. Pepper time. Pour it in a glass of ice.
Ah, music to my ears and mouth. New Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda.
A delicious duet.
Here at Academy Sports and Outdoors, we want everyone to stay safe while doing more of what they love. So whether you're planning a fishing trip, heading out for a run, prepping your lease, or playing sports in the backyard, we have all the gear you need to enjoy more sports and outdoors, all at prices you'll love. And with curbside pickup available, it's never been easier to shop all our brands in-store and online at academy.com. Because whatever you love doing, we're here to help you have more fun out there.
This is a radio ad for Natural Light. Although you may know us as Natty Light. In fact, that's definitely how you know us. We've got big news. We made a 6% hard seltzer. So move over, basic seltzers of the world, because Natty Light Seltzer has entered the chat. Our seltzers come in flavors like Aloha Beaches, a mango and peach flavored blend, and Catalina Lime Mixer. When cherry and lime become best friends, Natty Light Seltzer, the seltzer you never saw coming, is here. Enjoy responsibly. 2019 Anheuser-Busch Catalina Lime Mixer and Natural Light Aloha Beaches flavored malt beverages. Sales in Texas, St. Louis, Missouri.
Allstate now has deeper savings, and deeper savings require deep thoughts and a deep voice, like mine. Save for being a new customer. Save more for adding DriveWise, and save even more for driving safely. Visit Allstate.com or contact your local agent for a quote today. As someone once said, saving today is money tomorrow. That's deep.
Not available in every state. New customer savings based on early signing discount. Drive-wise is an optional feature. Savings vary based on how you buy. Subject to terms and conditions. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Northbrook, Illinois.
Big 12 this week can be downloaded on TuneIn under College Sports Now. I'm Bill Pollack. Families and seniors needing food continue to turn to food pantries, mobile food distributions, looking for assistance in record numbers. And that's where Harvesters, the Community Food Network in the greater Kansas City area, steps in. And this season, for the second year, along with Compass Minerals, the Overland Park, Kansas-based company, is our presenting sponsor of a Big 12 food drive, held in conjunction with the men and women's Big 12 championships. And with me now on the Academy Sports and Outdoors Hotline is Logan Healy, the Community Engagement Manager for Harvesters. Logan, welcome.
Thanks very much for having me.
Yeah. Hey, I was looking at some of these numbers, especially during the pandemic, and the number of people and families who need nutritious meals is increasing.
Sure. Right now in the Kansas City metropolitan area, we're looking at 1 in 7 people needing food assistance. And what's even more staggering is it's 1 in 5 children. So even more children at risk of hunger. And those numbers are pretty indicative nationwide. Everybody is facing new challenges. And, you know, the people that needed assistance before the pandemic are needing more assistance. And there's a whole bunch of folks who have never asked for help before that are asking for help now.
Well, Big 12 fans, you have a chance to show some school spirit, help out Harvesters and Compass Minerals with a food drive that will be done virtually. This is a great idea, Logan. It's pretty simple for fans. Can you explain that?
Yeah, we're glad to be partnering with Compass Minerals. We are the food bank that serves the 26 counties centered around Kansas City, Manhattan, Kansas, and Lawrence, Kansas, where K-State and KU are in our territory. And we are part of the larger Feeding America network, which covers the whole nation. But folks can participate from March 1st through the 15th online at harvesters.org/compassminerals. We're also going to have food collection barrels at the Kansas City metro area Aldi stores as well, and people can donate food there. But you go on to harvesters.org/compassminerals and you can make a donation to your favorite Big 12 team, and then the team with the most donations at the end of it all will be recognized.
That's outstanding. Additionally, Compass Minerals will match each donation up to $10,000 total as part of its Big 12 partnership. So that's outstanding. Logan, I guess as the vaccine rolls out now, we slowly get back to normal, and hopefully it's, this year, it's still going to take time for people to recover economically. So this food drive can help not just now, but months down the road. That's kind of what we're planning for, right?
Yeah, what we're seeing being predicted is that it's going to take until 2023 to recover all the job losses attributed to the pandemic. And so, even if everybody gets vaccinated sometime this summer, there's still a big economic toll that this pandemic has taken. So the recovery will be long. We need food 365 days a year. So this is going to be a huge help. And also, getting us stocked up for the summertime when kids are out of school even more than they are, right now with the pandemic. Every dollar donated helps Harvesters provide three meals to hungry families, children, and seniors. So since the pandemic started, just to give folks a little context, Harvesters has distributed more than 65 million pounds of food. And to give you a comparison, that's 15 million pounds of food more than the same period last year. So that is the impact that the pandemic has had on the already significant need that we've seen in our community that is realized throughout the nation as well.
Logan Healy, the community engagement manager for Harvesters, you talked about the wide area that you cover. Can you talk a little bit more about Harvesters just to give our fans an idea of how they'll be helping during this Big 12 food drive?
Yeah, so we are the food bank, in which that's a little bit different than a food pantry. So being the food bank, we're basically the warehouse distribution center that then gets food out to the pantries, shelters, mobile distributions, kitchens. So we work in 26 counties, and we partner with 760 partner agencies that are those pantry, shelters, distributions. So we have the freezer space, we have the warehouse space to collect all these great donations and purchase food and semi-trucks full. That's what I'm talking about. And then those pantries that don't have that freezer space, warehouse space, they can pick up food from us, or we deliver to them on a regular basis. So we're really proud of our network. It takes nonprofits of every size to help meet the need, especially right now.
Logan, if someone needs help, a family or an individual, how can they reach out for assistance?
Yeah, so in the Kansas City area, they can go to harvesters.org/get help. and locate a Harvester's pantry. The United Way in a lot of different cities has a 211 service as well, so you can visit them online or just dial 211 on your phone. And Feeding America is the nationwide network of food banks that Harvesters is a part of. There's a Feeding America food bank that covers every county in America, so you could visit feedingamerica.com, I believe, and check out what food bank is near you.
You know, in basketball, when there's an assist, they call it a dime. Harvesters, the Community Food Network, and Compass Minerals dropping the biggest dime this season for people in need. This is outstanding. All right, one more time for Big 12 fans who want to donate, can do it virtually. Give us the website one more time.
Yeah, the website is www.harvesters.org/compassminerals. And again, big thanks to our friends at Compass Minerals for sponsoring this the second year in a row matching up to $10,000 your donations. every dollar donated helps Harvesters provide three meals.
Logan Healy, the community engagement manager for Harvesters, thank you so much for coming on and sharing this. And I know our Big 12 fans will step up.
Thank you so much for having us. We appreciate the partnership.
More coming up on Big 12 This Week from Learfield, IMG College.
This is a radio ad for Natural Light. Although you may know us as Natty Light. In fact, that's definitely how you know us. We've got big news. We made a 6% hard seltzer. So move over, basic seltzers of the world, because Natty Light Seltzer has entered the chat. Our seltzers come in flavors like Aloha Beaches, a mango and peach flavored blend, and Catalina Lime Mixer. When cherry and lime become best friends, Natty Light Seltzer, the seltzer you never saw coming, is here. Enjoy responsibly. 2019 Anheuser-Busch Catalina Lime Mixer and Natural Light Aloha Beaches flavored malt beverages. Sales in Texas, St. Louis, Missouri.
Here at Academy Sports and Outdoors, we want everyone to stay safe while doing more of what they love. So whether you're planning a fishing trip, heading out for a run, prepping your lease, or playing sports in the backyard, we have all the gear you need to enjoy more sports and outdoors, all at prices you'll love. And with curbside pickup available, it's never been easier to shop all our brands in-store and online at academy.com. Because whatever you love doing, we're here to help you have more fun out there.
Tickets for the Big 12 men's basketball tournament go on sale Friday, the 26th at noon Central Time, tmobilecenter.com, and they'll be for all five sessions, March 10th through the 13th. Seating at T-Mobile Center, 20% of the building's 19,000-seat capacity, and seating will be in pods in groups of 1 to 8. Masks will be required for fans at all times. Details about whether fans will be allowed at the women's tournament at Kansas City's Municipal Auditorium, not yet announced at the time of this recording. And thanks to my guests, Tony Caridi from West Virginia, Brian Haney from Kansas, and Logan Healy from Harvesters. Enjoy the games, be safe this weekend, and we'll talk to you soon. I'm Bill Pollack on Big 12 This Week from Learfield, IMG College.
On the Big 12 Sports Network from Learfield IMG College, Big 12 This Week has been brought to you by Prime Sport, your go-to source for verified ticket and hospitality packages for the Big 12 Football Championship Game. Dr. Pepper, the official drink of Fansville. Phillips 66, live to the full. And by Natural Light. This football season, Natty Light Seltzer is crashing the party hard. The preceding has been a Learfield IMG College presentation of the Big 12 Sports Network.
Let's jump into Peppa's world of play. Look for spring flowers, hunt for muddy puddles, and bravely explore exciting places with Peppa play sets. Peppa Pig, inspiring kid confidence.